Welcome everybody to the Jackson 5 Playoff Edition. Our first guest in the 2018 is Mercedes Lewis. How you doing, Mercedes?
What's good, boy?
Chilling. Thanks for coming, 2018. Happy New Year, by the way.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. Any resolutions?
Just be better than I was the day before, man. That's all I can ask for.
I feel that. Now, let the people know about a little bit about you. So you've been here since 2006.
Yeah, man. 2006, I got drafted. So I was here the last time we went to the playoffs in 2007.
And it was 2007, so it's been a long time for you.
Yeah, it's feeling real good right now.
Yeah.
Never had a home game, though. So.
Never. So it's your first home game.
Yeah, this will be the first home game.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, excited. I mean, let's talk about that. You know, first time. Home game, been a while. You know, they took the tarps down for us. You know, it should be a lot of people in there. Should be rocking. You excited?
Yeah, it's going to be lit. I feel like, I mean, I have at least 14 people coming from California. Mm. So I know if I got 14 people coming 3,000 miles away, it's going to be a lot of people in them stands.
Yeah, I can assure you that. I can't wait to see it, man.
It's going
to
be lit.
For a few years, but I'm ready to see it. But you've been in the league 12 years. You know, how do you stay in shape, man, to consistently keep trying to chase this Lombardi trophy?
Oh, man. To be honest, like, I do a lot of stuff outside of football. Mm-hmm. So whether it's swimming, beach workouts, I've been training mixed martial arts for, 7 years now. You know, I have a basketball trainer, one-on-one basketball that I do. And then I start doing football stuff, I'll probably say, maybe about a month out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, obviously I'm training and doing agility stuff, you know, football-based, you know, drills, but... You know, I don't touch a football. I don't do none of that stuff until maybe a month out. Just so, you know, when I get back in it, I'm hungry for it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my body responds well to it. Obviously, people do what works best for them, and that's what works best for me.
No, I was talking to you last year, and I remember you said that, and I kind of took the same approach this offseason. And still healthy after one of the hardest camps we've had. And, you know, it makes a difference being able to take care of your body in the offseason.
No question.
You know, I definitely feel you on that. But, we know you're a fashion guy, you know, so you got your outfit put together, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
You know, you're looking all right. You know, how'd you get into it? Do you want to get into it after? What's the deal?
Man, had I known you were going to ask me that, I probably would have wore something nice. I got throwaways on right now. ever since I was a kid, regardless if I, you know, had the money to kind of go get what I wanted, because I didn't, my sense of fashion was still good, right? So once I got to, you know, a place to where I can actually get what I want and on a platform to really express who I am, it kind of just fell in line.
Mm-hmm.
My stylist is Brandon Williams, really well known in the fashion industry. He's more of my brand manager. So, you know, it's not a sense of, you know, can I dress or not? I can dress. It's just about, you know, we're going to wear this at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie's, instead of wearing Air Maxes, we're going to wear Chelsea boots with that outfit. We're going to add Edge. We're going to do that. So we work well together. I started getting noticed probably about 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Different, you know, tabloids and stuff like that. So I don't know, man. It just came natural.
Yeah. Obviously, you, man. I'm trying to get my stuff. I'll be at home. I wonder what Sadie's gonna wear. So I feel you, man.
Nah,
thanks for being the first guest of 2018, man.
No question.
That was the Jackson 5. Playoff edition. See you guys next week.